Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, later this evening, 20-time major winner Roger Federer will retire from professional tennis at the Laver Cup in London. The 41-year-old is departing the sport due to a chronic knee issue. His last match will be a doubles alongside his great rival and friend Rafael Nadal. Now, Federer and Nadal, along with Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray, played their last practice session to a packed out O2 arena last night. The practice session was packed out, and Federer later tweeted a picture, which I'm looking at now, of the four players together. They're all in black ties standing in front of London Bridge with the caption, "Heading to dinner with some friends." Now, we're going to take a listen now to Rafael Nadal talking about the memories he has of his great rival, Roger Federer.
I saw him playing on TV before I arrived on tour. I saw him having success on TV, and then I was able to have to create an amazing rivalry together. The memories that Rogers brings to the sport, in my personal way, is not, they are not only in matches against me, no.
Well, RTE's Stephen Higgins was at Federer's pre-tournament press conference in London, and he asked him how important resilience and grit were in winning those big matches throughout his career.
Yeah, people won't talk about that. That's fine. They will talk about the other things, which I'm very happy and very proud of as well. But you need everything, you know, especially grit and fight and all that toughness to come through and stay at the top for as long as I did. I think it's logical. It's not gifted or handed to you just to have that. For some other players, it's maybe easier to have that. It's like more ingrained in their DNA. I feel like I had to go find it and take care of it, which maybe is harder in my position. Me, I was more lucky to maybe was more gifted. So yes, I'm proud of how far I've come, because I know that this was something I really struggled with early on. I was criticized a lot, heavily, maybe sometimes even unfairly or unfairly, whatever it is. Why wouldn't I fight more when losing? Because they thought when I lost, I didn't give it all I had, even though I care probably more than most players. So I didn't quite understand what that meant. Do I have to grunt? Do I have to sweat more? Do I have to shout more? Do I have to be more aggressive towards my opponents? What is it? It's not me. I'm not like that. It's not my personality. And a lot of people then told me, well, you have to be tougher and not so nice maybe, you know. And I tried, but it was all an act. And I just said, well, I'll try it a nice way. Let's see where it takes me. And let me try to just be normal and be myself. And I'm very happy I was able to stay authentic and be myself for this long. Of course, I had to adapt to all these different curveballs being thrown at me. But I'm very happy I was able to have a good relationship with players, tournament directors, press as well. That's why I think I had as much fun on the tour as I had. So I think it was probably a good mindset for me.
Well, that's Roger Federer there talking to RTE Stephen Higgins as he prepared for his final match in professional tennis. And you'd wonder, wouldn't you? You're 41, you're Roger Federer. What do you do next? It'll be so interesting to see. We'll be back after this break with our Friday gathering.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.